Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and thank you for joining Russell Hotels live. Okay, we're live, just so you know, just in case you did not know that. And we have a guest today. You know, we're going to get into it with her in a minute, but as you can see, no introduction is needed because everything is flashing. There's lights flashing, there's names, there's logos, there's everything going on. Oh, boy. So, but no, we have Miss Cheryl Rogers today, and she's with All About the Experiences. And we're going to get into that and see what the heck this whole hoopla is over this new brand and this All About the Experience and Cheryl's experiences and things like that. So I've known Cheryl for a minute now. We met at Smart Meetings several years back, and we, you know, kind of, you know, build a friendship and client and friend and whatever. So we kind of have that relationship. So which is good. And we collaborate, we connected, and now we collaborate. And that's what it's all about. And just so you know, connection and collaboration are two different words. Okay, they're not the same words. Okay, just so you know. That's an inside joke. We got into it a couple of nights ago because she was saying that, you know, why do you want connecting and collaboration? That's the same thing. I'm like, okay, look it up in the dictionary, please, and let me know. And get back to me. Let me know what it is. But anyway, enough of that. There's going to be some silliness on this show. I can tell you that right now. But that's okay. It's all in good fun. But anyway, but once again, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I do appreciate you taking the time every Tuesday at 1 o'clock for the two people that listen to the show. I do appreciate you guys coming on and supporting me. Like I said, it's all about connecting people and collaboration. And I always like to say hashtag hospitality unplugged. That's one of those things that, you know, we can say what we want to say on this show, but just because you can say it doesn't mean, you know, you need to say it or you should say it. So there you go. That's my disclaimer about hashtag hospitality unplugged. But guess what? Today is show number 60. Who knew that we were going to get to show number 60? This is a milestone, right? So as you can see in the background, we have all these different things going on in the background. I got a new backdrop. Is, you know, Russell Hotels, a new step and repeat. I mean, God, I mean, it's just, we had to do something big today, right? I mean, we had to do something big for the 60th show. We had to do something because we're unveiling this new brand for Cheryl, All About the Experiences. So Cheryl actually turned me on to this backdrop, whole design and everything. And within, you know, an hour, she hooked me up. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about. So that's what I'm talking about, connecting and collaborating. If you don't collaborate with people, you're going to miss out on some stuff, right? So just think, if I didn't collaborate with her, I would still have the same blank. You know, I did have a logo, but it was in back of me. So if I'm sitting right here, you couldn't even see it. right? So I had to use pictures and things like that. But see, now I can move from side to side and you can see, you know, my step and repeat. Russell of Hotels, that's what it's all about, right? My name and lights. Who would have thought, right? 60th show, name and lights, doing brand introductions. I mean, gosh, it's all good. It's all good. As you can see, like I said, as you can see, there's going to be some silliness today. And I think we need it, okay? We need a little silliness. It's okay. Like I said, show number 60. So I do appreciate the people that have been supporting me from day one. And even the ones that just jumped in today in supporting me. So I do appreciate that. Industry news. Let's get started. Industry news. As you know, some hotels are starting to reopen. So my suggestion, and well, one comes to mind, Cosmo in Vegas. And I know that hotel because I've been there. I've stayed there before. So I know for a fact they are opening on this Thursday. So I'm not sure, you know, what's going on now and things that had gone on yesterday in Vegas. I think it's still slotted to open June 4th. But check and just to make sure if you plan on taking a trip somewhere, you know, a staycation or in the hotel industry, we call that a drive market, meaning you drive from your, you know, your city, if that's L.A., you know, to an hour and a half, 2 hours away, things like that. That's considered a drive market. For, you know, I'm a former director of sales, former salesperson or whatever, we consider that a drive market. So that's what's going to be happening these days. Of course, you can't leave the country yet because, you know, of the COVID and things like that. So, but things are opening up. So Vegas is opening back up slowly but surely. If I get any more notifications on any other hotels, I definitely will let people know. But like I said, staycations will be the norm for a while. People staying within their own city. And doing the drive market too. So 2 hours away, like I said, people are looking for more wide open spaces, mountains, desert oases, like Palm Springs, you know, things like that, or San Diego, Temecula, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, Solvang, one of my favorite places in California, Solvang. Stay at the Cork Hotel. You been at the Cork Hotel before? Of course, I don't know why even asking that. We're gonna get into that too because is there a place that Cheryl hasn't been? I mean, that's the question we should all be asking. Is there a hotel that Cheryl has not been to? Because I know it's hard to even to come up with that, you know. But Cheryl's been around. You know, and I'm not going to say what I'd normally say, but Cheryl's been around when it comes to hotels. And that's good, though, because for her profession as a meeting planner, and like I said, we'll get into what she does and how I know her and what I, you know, how we collaborate on certain things. She's a meeting planner, so it behooves her and her company that she does go and visit multiple places and get familiar with them and experience it. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the experiences, right? So I joke around with her a lot about that, but you know, you have to. I mean, I go out when I can and go to hotels and things like that. I mean, I wouldn't have a show if I wasn't going out. It wouldn't be called Russell of Hotels if I was Russell at home, sitting in my living room, you know, thinking things are going to happen from there. No, you got to go out and make things happen. You got to go out and see exactly what's going on. You got to experience it for yourself. And that way you can bring it back and say, hey, you know, have you considered this hotel? And even for an individual or for a group, which that's what we do. So, but when you're going to do either the staycations or you're, you know, driving the, you know, the destinations I mentioned, Solvang, Barbara, Oxnard, whatever, make sure you do your research before you leave home. I mean, because once you leave your home, you know, what's open, you know, based on this whole COVID thing and other things that are going on, what's open? Are restaurants open? Are they still open for, you know, sit down, you can go in, or is only takeout? I mean, those are things that we'd be trying to find out. Beaches, are they open? Campgrounds, are they open? RV parks, rest areas, gas stations, stores, et cetera. I mean, those things need to be mapped out these days, unless you just want to wing in and say, you know what, I'm going to be adventurous and go. Well, you can do that too, but don't do it with kids. I mean, do it if you're on your own. But make sure, those are things I would make sure that you knew. And book direct. Okay, this is a time we can start booking direct and stop using all these, the OTAs. Because at the end of the day, the OTAs are higher priced. So that's my tip of the day. Go directly to the hotel, meaning their website, and book there. What do you think about that, Cheryl? I mean, you're shaking your head over there. You agree with me, or
I agree with you. I actually exercised that today, so I absolutely agree with you on that.
Good, and especially when it comes to if you have to cancel and things like that. I mean, the OTA say, and OTA means online travel agent organizations. I mean, for some people, they're good, but I'm just saying that it's better as a hotel professional, not because I'm a former hotel professional, but because hotels do offer the best rate. And if there's issues that happen, you will get quicker resolve if you have to go directly to where you booked it, right? Because if you have an issue with a hotel and then you booked through Expedia, guess what? They're going to send you back to Expedia. And who knows how long it's going to take for them to get back to the hotel. And guess what? Those third-party people, the OTAs, when you book through them, the hotels treat you like you're a third-party or OTA person, okay? Am I right, Cheryl?
You're absolutely correct in that.
Right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm just trying to give advice, you know, where advice is warranted. What about the outlook? Let's talk about, just for a second, the outlook, meaning hospitality, hotel outlook. I always look at STAR reports, right? STAR report is basically, for people that don't know that, it's basically a report card for your hotel. And it basically tells you a story of how you're doing in comparison to your competition, if you will. And it breaks it down into three different categories. It's occupancy, ADR, which is average daily rate, and RevPAR, which stands for revenue per available room. So basically, occupancy, you know, if you're running 60%, okay, ADR, your average rate is $130, or your RevPAR is $87, meaning for every room that's available, you're making $87, basically what that means, okay? So hotels are, this is their report card. So every week, every quarter, every month, whatever, when you're having meetings about, well, what's your RevPAR growth, or what's your ADR, what's your occupancy, you know, what's your STAR report? I mean, they ask that all the time. So that's, as a director of sales, you had to, you know what your numbers were. Well, moving, what I'm getting at is, you know, for now, for the rest of the year, and I'm going to compare this to 2019, right? So this is the forecast. This is from the experts at STAR report, which stands for Smith Travel Research. That's what STAR stands for. 2020 forecast. That's this year, this now, until the end of the year, right? 2020, occupancy 35.8%, ADR $103, RevPAR $37, okay? Now, it's comparing to 2019, okay? 2019, same time, 66.1%. And this is hotel everywhere. This is the U.S. This is all hotels in the U.S. who report to their STAR numbers. Not every hotel does, but most hotels do report to the STAR. They basically, every morning you put in numbers, you know, based on your daily reports that you got from the night before, right? So whatever your occupancy, whatever your ADR, whatever your RevPAR was, you put those numbers in, and then they go to a bigger bowl, and then they take those numbers, extract them. And you don't know what other hotels are doing, but you have an idea. This is a cumulative number for all the hotels, right? So hopefully I explained that correctly. But 2019, okay, compare that 35.8% for this year. Last year was 66.1. 103 for this year, that's the average daily rate. 2019 was $131. RevPAR was 37. RevPAR is 87 for this time last year, 2019. Now the forecast for 2021, occupancy 52.1%, ADR 105. And RevPAR is $55. So that just shows you that based on the experts, what they think, how they think everything's going to rebound. I mean, it's going to be slow. It's going to be a slow growth. And I always said, you know, 12 to 18 months before it gets back to, you know, 2019 numbers, maybe even more than that, maybe 24 months, maybe a year to 2 years. But just so you know, I saw that number yesterday and I said, you know what, let me share this tomorrow. Hey, are you reinventing yourself? Are you pivoting? I mean, this is a time to do it, right? I mean, at least pivot. If you're, you know, maybe laid off or furloughed or whatever you want to call it, it's going to be a good time to kind of, you know, rethink some things, to pivot, things like that. Even hotels. I mean, just as an individual and as your hotel or your brand. What were you doing before this whole thing happened? And what maybe should you be doing? Are you trying new things? I mean, you have to. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So sometimes we have to take that upon ourselves and do that, right? I'm going to say, have you seen my new IG Live show? Okay, I do a little 5 to 10 minute show about my experiences, not all about the experience like Cheryl, but about my experiences in, you know, dealing with certain guests and dealing with issues in hotels. Some of the stuff is funny, some of it is not, but it's just some of the stuff that, I mean, it's my experiences and I'm going to share those. I've already done two of them. You may have seen those. And I do them on IG, meaning Instagram, but I do post them on every other platform that I have available to me. But I did one on Joe Montana when I first met him at a hotel back in Sacramento. That was interesting. And I did one where a gentleman got his hand caught in a Chicago ironer. That was an employee of ours, got his hand caught in a Chicago ironer. If you don't know what a Chicago ironer is, go back and look at that or go back and listen to that show. And it explains all that stuff. Okay. Contact information. How to get a hold of Russell of Hotels. Maybe you don't want to. But if just in case you did want to. Russell@RussellofHotels.com is my email address. I'm on Twitter at Russell of Hotels, IG Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And then my website is www.RussellofHotels.com. So, and then, you know, after this show is over, it's a live show, right? So I can't say, take, you know, stop. Okay, let's redo this. Ronan, can we redo this? No, we can't do that, right? So this is a live show. But after this is over, it becomes a podcast, right? So whatever your favorite podcast is, you can go to there, put in Russell of Hotels, and hopefully it pops up and you can listen to me on your way to Solvang, you know, when you're doing your staycation. That would be fun. Sponsorship opportunities. There's always sponsorship opportunities. Just look, just imagine your brand writing back at me, right? So instead of my company logo, you know, and behind me, just think of your brand there. Just think of all about the experiences is right there, right? So this is a great way to promote your business and things like that, to get the people that you didn't think you can get to, you know, on any given day, 50,000 people or so. You know, I have access. Yeah, I do have access to that kind of people. So there you go. So you may want to think about it. You know, think outside the box. You know, pivot. You know, do something else. Do something that, you know, you didn't do before. I mean, and the opportunity is there. So if you're interested, reach out to one of those contact numbers or contact the ways to contact me. Reach out and just let me know. Just quick shout out. Oh, I was going to say, who listens? I mean, I said 50,000 people, but where are those people located? L.A., Orange County, Chicago, San Francisco, New York, Canada, the U.K., the Philippines, Bahamas, Jamaica. I even saw one in New Zealand. I mean, it's just Russell of Hotels is, it should be, I don't, Russell of Hotels International. I mean, that's the new name is going to be, right? Because we are reaching people that, I mean, who would have, like I said, I mean, you never know, and Cheryl and I joke about this. I mean, you never know the power of social media and who you're reaching and how many people you're reaching and how far you're reaching, right? So with the advent of the internet and all that stuff, everything takes off. And then you throw in Facebook Live and then you throw in Zoom on top of that because of the social distancing thing, and we can't be in the same room, because before we had to be in a studio before to do this show. But now we don't have to. I'm in L.A. Cheryl's in, where are you, Cheryl?
San Diego.
Cheryl's in San Diego. So there you go. So there you, that's how it works. So it doesn't matter where you are. We can hook up. We can get together. We can collaborate. So the people in Australia, we can collaborate as well. So there you go. Shout out to Miss Tony Marie Cruz, DOSM, that stands for Director of Sales and Marketing, residence in LAX. You know, Tony Marie, I want to thank you for taking care of my guy, my client, my friend, my family, the last week or so. And I know we have been communicating the last 2 weeks, and I kept forgetting to bring your name up, but I do appreciate what you did. And that's what it's all about, right? You connect with people. Even if you haven't been keeping in touch like you maybe should, but, you know, you can reach out sometimes and people will you know, remember you and say, oh yeah, I'll take care of you and I'll give you this, you know, this great rate. I'm like, wow. So that's what it's all about. So I do appreciate you, Tony Marie, and Residence in LAX. So Residence in LAX is open. In fact, it's one of the newer, it's the newest Residence in LA. So it used to be an office building, but they converted it. And my family told me, he said, man, it's like a mini condo, man. He said, man, we love that place. We didn't want to leave. So if you at LAX area, you need something, Residence Inn is there. Tony Marie Cruz, ask for the Russell of Hotels rate. Call and say, hey, I'm looking for that Russell of Hotels rate. Tony Marie Cruz, that's the name. Okay. So no, Tony Marie, I do appreciate what you did. So thank you so much. And you need to be on the show. Okay. Come on the show and we need to talk. What is the Russell of Hotels group? I'm just going to say three different things that I do. Digital marketing. And you see a lot of stuff that I post on Facebook and things like that for myself, for different brands. And even I consult with brands. I mean, people put things up. You don't know I have anything to do with it. But I mean, I consult with brands as well on how to do it and the frequency to do things and the message you want to put across. Radio show host. Duh. There we are. I interview today's hospitality professionals. And today is no exception. We got the great Cheryl Rogers on the show, and then connecting people and collaboration, always about that, right? So thank you so much. Those are things that I do. How's your brand staying relevant? Always ask yourself these four questions. If you're the brand, or you have a brand that you represent, how's your brand staying relevant? That's number one. Number two, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you're doing differently for your brand, for yourself? Remember, you are the brand as well. Three, have you connected with anyone new today or new in the last, since I asked this question last week? Because, you know, we all know things are going on. The world is changing, ever changing. It's so fluid. Have we reached out to people? See if they're doing okay. I mean, those are things that we have to do. That's called being a human. And, you know, we have to do that. We have to do that. And then four, what has this situation taught you? Taught you that maybe you should pivot or you should reconsider what you're doing. I don't know. But those are things that I think about on a daily basis. Like, am I doing the right thing? I mean, I love what I do, right? I mean, being able to have this show, have a platform for people to come on, talk about the industry, which I so love and so vested in. I mean, hopefully that shows that I am enthusiastic and I love what I do and I love the show and I love the industry. I love the people in it as well. So, and there you go. Thank you to Michelle Carlin, founder, Alignment Advisors, Sam Thompson, partner, co-founder, Sync Meeting Management, and Michelle Avery Murphy, founder, chief groovy officer of Avery Murphy LLC. Last week they were on the show. The topic was hospitality leadership. And, you know, as I knew they would, they delivered, right? They did a great job. And if you didn't see the show, please go back and check it out. But great show, great people. I do appreciate them being on again. And maybe we'll have them on again in the future. Who knows? Also, thank you to Nathan Kaufman, CMO, Chief Marketing Officer for Tended Bar. And then Michelle Avery Murphy again, because they actually had me on their shows last week. Well, Michelle's doing a masterclass and she had me ask me a bunch of questions. She grilled me. You know, I've never been... I'm thanking them because I haven't been interviewed before. I mean, I've been doing interviews, but I haven't been interviewed before. So I thank them for allowing me to come on their platforms and to talk about what I do. I mean, that's, you know, being involved in the industry and, you know, some of the knowledge that I have. And I do appreciate, you know, them giving me the chance to be a guest for a minute and get grilled and ask questions and hold my feet to the fire, you know, like Nathan did. He was like holding my feet to the fire. Like, can I quote you on this? I'm like, Nathan, calm down, dude. Is this okay? No, I'm joking. But no, I did have a good time, and I do appreciate them asking me. And I would do that again in a heartbeat. So feel free to ask me. Today's guest, okay, that's it. Okay, that's enough for all this other stuff. We're gonna get to the nitty gritty. We're gonna get to the meat of this thing, right? We're gonna make some stuff happen today. We're gonna find out what is this all about, the experiences and oh my goodness and what's going on. And I don't know why my phone is blowing up, but I'm about to just cut it off. But today's guest, Miss Cheryl Rogers, she's a meeting professional. She She's when you say all about the experiences, I mean, I don't think there could be any other name that could describe Cheryl. Okay. Like I said, I met her several years ago at Smart Meetings in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Phoenix area. And that was my first experience with her. But she's a real go-getter. She asked a lot of questions. She was, because she wanted to be good at what she was doing, right? I mean, she'd probably been planning meetings for a while, but this was her first, maybe her debut going to some of these shows. And some of these shows can be kind of overwhelming at times, especially when you're new. But Cheryl just adapted. And you'll see from her personality, she adapt to any situation. Didn't matter who she's with or who's around or whatever. She's gonna be seen and heard. And she's only like, I don't know, 2'9", but you think she's like 6'2", you know, walking in the room. But anyway, I'm sorry, Cheryl, I had to say that. But anyway, without further ado, welcome to the show, Miss Cheryl Rogers,
media professional. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. This is awesome.
Well, I didn't have a choice, right? So, but no.
Indeed.
No, not at all. But no, I do appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk about your brand. So let's get into it. What is All About the Experiences?
You know, that's like the number one question I get asked. And I guess the best way to sum that up is it's mostly a lifestyle brand. And it's about my professional and personal experiences. And I guess I should start off by telling you how I even came up with the name. A few friends of mine, as well as some colleagues, we were all getting together and, you know, just kind of hashing things out as planners do and talking about different things. And just out of frustration, I think more than anything is like, you know, you toggle back and forth about things as, believe it or not, is the linen that goes on the tables. And a lot of people, that goes unnoticed to most. But for an event planner, that's everything. And so out of frustration, I said, you know, what it basically boils down to, it's all about the experience. Regardless of what you have on the table, what you've ingested, it's about how you feel when you walk away from that event. And so there it goes, all about the experiences. And I started hashtagging, like when I would go on site visits and FAMs. And, you know, even when I met you several years ago at Smart Meetings, and it was actually in Phoenix, Arizona, you were correct, and it was at the Biltmore. And so I'm sure if you look back several years ago, you'll see that on my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And so it's, in a sense, I was branding myself back then and not even realizing it. And it was just because I was taking in all of these amazing places, you know, that I was going in search of different, places to host events like my executive leadership retreats and other offsite meetings. And so All About the Experiences was born.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
That was a mouthful, right?
Thank you for sharing that. Yes, it was. But yeah, but I understand. I appreciate that. Definitely. Because I mean, all brands come from an idea somewhere. If that's something that we're doing, something that we did in the past or whatever. So, I mean, that makes sense. And talking about all about the experience, I mean, from that day on, I started seeing more all about the experiences. Even before, you know, you came up with the name or you're going to be a separate brand and things like that, because, you know, within your job as a meeting planner, I mean, that your job is not all, it's creating that experience for the people that you're, you know, your CEO or the people or the attendees and things like that. So no, I definitely get it. I'm sorry, you're going to say something?
I wholeheartedly agree with you. No, it's absolutely true. It started from that, but it's definitely evolved since then.
Okay. Now, I hear that maybe a podcast is coming or something like that.
Yes, there is a podcast coming. The podcast is, again, you know, I meet wonderful people like yourself, and I surround myself with free thinkers who are, you know, always looking to not only rebrand themselves, but come up with new ideas to make their jobs interesting, you know, and that's really important, especially now, as you see, we've and the dreaded P word, but we've all pivoted in some way. And so with that being said, I was sitting around and I was speaking with some of my girlfriends, which we do a lot of wine and wines, as well as talking to some of my great colleagues. I see you shaking your head there. But from that, they were like, you know, you should do a podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure I would be good at that. And they were like, no, really, like when you think about it, you're kind of like that nucleus that brings us all together. And we talk about a lot of great things. We talk about everything, anything, and then sometimes absolutely nothing. I like to think of myself sometimes as like the Seinfeld of my group, because we sit around and we engage with each other. And honestly, it's a way of kind of not only reconnecting with people, but the sharing of ideas is amazing. And so here we are, piggybacking off of my All About the Experiences and what I soon realized was truly a brand. And now I'll be launching my podcast on Friday, June 19th, which is Juneteenth in the African-American community. But beyond that, it's a really special date to me because it's my mom's birthday. Rest in peace, mom. But I imagine if she was still with us here, she would be incredibly proud. And so I have to say most of the things, if not all of the things that I do, are definitely in the name of the things that I know that she fought really hard for me to educate myself and, you know, continually move forward and propel myself. And so in honor of her birthday and in honor of the things that I have to come and continuing to reinvent myself, I'm definitely going to launch that podcast on Friday, June 19th. So I hope that you and your listeners will tune in and check me out. See how I'm doing. I'm learning from the best right here with you. So
I don't know about all that, but I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, I definitely will tune in. Of course, you know, I have to tune in and check it out, and I'll have my notepad, you know, check mark, you know, did she say this? Did she do this? Did she do that? No, I'm joking. But no, it's all about just taking that chance and doing it. And like I said, we talk about a lot of stuff like that. I mean, we joke around a lot, but at the end of the day, you know, if you have a passion to do something, do it. Run out there, do it. And is there ever a good time to do it? I don't know. I mean, because sometimes we overthink things, we overplan things. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Like, okay, let's just look at the backdrop for a minute, okay? I didn't have a backdrop. I'm just going to do it, right? We're just going to wing it and go. And then you'll figure stuff out as you go, right? But you have all the stuff already, okay? You have it, you've thought about it, whatever. But what I'm saying is that those things are minor and they should never stop you from the true goal of what you're trying to do, right? And getting the word out, whatever it is, that's all about the experiences and sharing all the things. You know, I'm particularly interested in, okay, so it's personal and a mixture of personal and professional. But, yeah, you know, of course, we're, you know, on this show, we want to talk about, you know, how you got to where you even are. I mean, what do you do now? You don't have to name the company, anything like that, but what do you do now as in your regular job that would even make you think about your regular gig, and then, you know, and how you're able to have all these experiences?
Certainly. My regular job, I am the executive assistant to the CEO, which encompasses his whole team. So it's the whole executive team, really. And I love it because at this company that I'm at, I sit at the table as definitely a member of the team. You know, more often than not, even though you're in a support role, sometimes you feel a little disconnected. But I can certainly say at my company that I am very much a part of the team, and my ideas and opinions and the work that I do must match, and I must stay, you know, in alignment. So that's what I do in my day job. Also, I'm the corporate events manager, which means I'm doing all of the corporate events internally and externally. And believe it or not, that can go any anything from just doing a small offsite meeting at one of our local hotels to doing a national sales meeting, which we had just completed just before COVID hit. And we had hosted that at Harrah's here in Southern California. And it was phenomenal. It's a huge undertaking, and it takes a lot of work, not only on my end, even to get the meeting to fruition, starting with, you know, even coming up with your RFP to send out, which is a request for proposal. And
I didn't know that. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, just in case, you know, just in case. But, you know, and I have learned very quickly this industry is that you definitely want to utilize your resources. And so, Russell, even though you're definitely have become a dear friend of mine, you are definitely one of those people that I reach out to when I'm doing, whether it's a large meeting or a small meeting. I've learned to utilize my resources and not try to reinvent the wheel and go to the people that I know have the expertise and that can definitely assist me and, you know, bringing about a great meeting or event or whatever it is that I'm doing. And so I'm happy to say that you definitely have been a part of that. So thank you for that, by the way.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Zoom meetings. Zoom meetings versus physical meetings.
Obviously, always the challenge with that is technology. You know, it could be your friend and it certainly can be a foe. We in our company, even for our day-to-day, I did my one-on-one with my CEO this morning and we did that over Teams. We have access to Zoom and Skype for Business. And even sometimes when those things have failed us, and I mean, it happens, we've all, you know, for the most part, everyone has an iPhone. And so we'll pick up the iPhone. And now I think you can do up to 20 participants on an iPhone or FaceTime call, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so we've done that. But again, the dreaded P word, you have to pivot and figure out things. There's something to be said about connecting. And whether that, I mean, obviously we all want to be in person. I find it difficult. I went into the office earlier today. And, you know, of course, it's been a minute since I've seen some of my coworkers. And so the first thing I wanted to do was reach out and give hugs or shake hands. And we have to figure out how to do things differently. So even in Zoom, you know, when we first log on, we give each other that first 5 minutes to, you know, for me, everyone wants to know what the new, latest hairdo is. But beyond that, we check in with each other because there's something about having that human connection even before you venture off into, you know, business. And so that's really important because let's face it, we do the best business with the people that we're friends with, we're friendly with, and you have that connection with. So
okay, moving forward, when do you think, have you planned, I mean, at this point, okay, June 2nd, have you planned any future meetings, have physical meetings, not just Zoom meetings, but actually going to a hotel and things like that, or meet a restaurant or whatever?
I actually went to a restaurant, I have to tell you, and it was almost like I was a little kid going out for the first time again, you know, being able to sit down. And mind you, there was a lot of spacing in between, and my waiter came up and I thought he was like Zorro, but he had a mask across his mouth. But it was just good to be out and connect with people and eat and not, you know, have someone ring your doorbell if you wanted to have something other than what's in the room. So with that being said, I am planning. The company that I work for, we were just acquired by another company and we're constantly acquiring new companies. So with that being said, as we're marrying these companies together, there's opportunity and a need for us to make sure that we're all congruent on the same page. And as, you know, even during these acquisitions, we've done a lot of stuff, obviously over Zoom, but there will be a time when we need to come together and we need to be in the same room and get that synergy, you know, between us. And so, yes, to answer your question, I am in the process of planning meetings. they will be following guidelines that are recommended, not only by the CDC, but also because we're spread out across the United States, I have to be cognizant as a planner to make sure that I'm meeting those rules and regulations of that particular city or region or state. So I have to be on it. You know, and so I'm constantly, the first thing I do in the morning is checking my email to see where we're at and if there's any new updates to how we should be conducting business in this new space that we're all in.
Now, when you say you're looking for rules and regulations, are those things internally or those are you following up with the hotels or the destinations or wherever you're thinking of having these meetings and making sure their protocol meets your protocol?
Both, actually. So it looks to be just based on what, you know, we have a morning COVID call, if you will. And just we as an executive team sit down and see what's come down or what's happened overnight. Even in light of the unrest that's happening across our country, due to all of the protest and what have you that's going on. And as we know, it's been very impactful across. These are things that we discuss because for number one, we want to make sure that all of our attendees are safe and we want to make sure the employees are safe. But also when you inhabit a space, meaning a hotel or a venue, you also want to make sure that those people that will be serving you, they're safe as well. And so you do need to know what those protocols are. And I also want to make sure that we're treating all of our employees the same across the board, even though some states have, you know, kind of relaxed their standards that they had started off with when COVID first hit. So all of those things kind of come into play. But for the most part, it's really making sure that I'm connecting with my hoteliers and venues, just to make sure that we're on the same page. And I'm sure you'll agree to this. That's where that pre-con comes into play when you're planning a meeting or event.
What's the pre-con? Can you share what a pre-con is since you brought that up? And that was a great segue to answer that question. Yeah.
pre-con is before your conference or event, you're meeting with all of the players. Predominantly, anybody that you'll have contact with that is to the success of your meeting or event. And it's really up to the planner who you want there. And now, and I was just going to ask you this, you laugh, but I'm just saying, it's true. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That is funny. Go ahead. No, that was
but
good.
What I wanted to say is like, you would be able, obviously, to do a walkthrough or another quote-unquote site just so that you can see meeting spaces, talk about how your guests will be greeted, especially now. You know, you and I think we've had several conversations about this, about the number of touch points when you come into a venue or a hotel or an event space. You know, will we have valet service? Will we be able to have our, if in fact we have shuttle service or what have you, how they'll be received when they're coming off? Will there be temperature checks? Upon check-in, will our guests have to check themselves in? Because I know a lot of the hotels are moving to self-check-in. In light of that, you know, when you have a large meeting and you have a room block, how does that work? So these are a lot of things that even in our one-off conversations, you really got me to thinking, you know, how is this going to look? It's going to be different.
Well, let me ask you this on that same thing. I mean, everything you're saying, it creates that all about the experience. It all creates that experience for your attendees. Am I right? Certainly. That's one thing, right? And the second question I have is, and of course, we're not going to mention anybody that have either not reached out or have reached out, but have people reached out to you, hoteliers specifically, reached out to you and said, hey, this is our new protocol. These are the things, because I know people ask for the business, or they're still calling to see how you're doing, but they want to see when your next meeting is, because I get those same calls as well, right? But I haven't had anyone other than when I asked and I said, I need to know what your protocol is moving forward, because things have changed. Okay. So what are you doing that Hotel B down the street is not doing, you know, in order, because one thing we don't want is that for attendees to go to a hotel without having anything and come back with something.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
We okay. want to keep COVID where COVID lies. And definitely exactly. We do want to bring that home. So yes, I have been so fortunate, and I like to, and not to plug my brand, but honestly, it is about the experiences. I feel like the connections that I make and the partnerships that I have, I've manifested with a lot of my hotel partners. Yes, they immediately, when all this hit, and here it is, I'm thinking, hey, how are you guys doing? Because I know that a lot of people have been furloughed or lost their jobs. I'm reaching out to check on them, and they're reaching out to me to say, hey, Cheryl, we're still here. We may be in a hiatus state right now, but this is when I think we're going to come back up. And guess what? These are the steps. These are the protocols that we have in place. And they may change, but if they change in between the time that we start talking about the next event or meeting or whatever it is, then you know what? We're going to keep you up to date. And again, goes back to that whole pre-con too, is being able to stay in that constant contact and making sure, especially in this new space that we're all in, that people are safe and they're going to be well taken care of. And that experience that we've all come to know and love at, if it's a resort or whatever the hotel or the meeting space is, that won't be compromised. Yeah, we're doing things differently, but that whole experience will not be compromised. And I know that my group and my attendees will be in good hands. And so that's really, really important. I can honestly tell all of my hotel partners have been doing that.
Very good. Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. So, because like you said, these are, I mean, you're different times, and there's a lot more responsibility now for people, right? Especially for planners and things like that. So it behooves, and if you're not doing it, you know, for all the hoteliers, you want to make sure that you are reaching out to, you know, your partner planners or whatever, and letting them know, you know, what is the new protocol that you are. Because it's one thing to be proactive and not reactive, okay? I would rather someone call and tell me than me have to call them and I'm asking, okay? Because that kind of lets me know a couple of things, that your hotel is doing, you know, doing things differently. And then two, that you're comfortable enough to call and tell me what's going on and you're excited about the changes that have happened. And that means a lot. I mean, that means a lot for your brand and all that stuff, for you as a person and you as someone that, you know, we want to book with or partner with or whatever. So that means a lot. So we just want to make sure that happens. What would you say, what advice would you give to someone that's thinking about starting a brand?
I guess the first thing that I would say is kind of know what your niche is. Mine is rather expansive, but it's because of all of the things that I'm exposed to personally.